The Port of Savannah is a sprawling piece of land upriver from the city, moving a constant churn of cargo among ships, trucks, trains, and tall stacks of containers. It's the largest container terminal of its kind in North America and the fourth busiest port in the country. Overhead, the sky is clear.
When I first got here 17 years ago, there was basically a dark diesel cloud hovering over this container terminal.
That's Robert Morris, a spokesman for the Georgia Ports Authority. He says that was before the port switched a lot of its diesel-powered equipment to electric. The electric cranes that take containers on and off ships generate some of their own power, too. Every time they lower a container,
that gravitational pull of the container being lowered creates a force that is captured by each of these cranes.
The GPA says all of this saves some 6.8 million gallons of diesel fuel a year. But does it make a dent in greenhouse gas emissions? That's tough to answer, because in the last decade of rapid growth in traffic at the port, no one has compiled a record of how much diesel exhaust the port has been putting into the air. Those reports are called emissions inventories. Michael Chang of Georgia Tech worked on the last emissions inventory, comparing 2002 and 2010. He found that as port activity increased, emissions did too, even as port activity got more energy efficient.
Anything that they're doing to try to lower their emissions is always going to be contradicted or pushed back the other way by increased activity. So their emissions overall were rising, but the amount of the emissions per container moved were dropping significantly.
Right now, there are no plans to do an up-to-date inventory. Other major ports, like Los Angeles, Long Beach, and New York, New Jersey, are required to. They're in areas that don't meet federal air quality standards. The Savannah area does meet those standards. Robert Morris says the port is doing fine on its own.
We can gauge, you know, emission reductions by gauging the millions of gallons of diesel that is no longer being used on our terminals.
But some say just having faith in the port's good intentions isn't enough. The group Friends of the Earth has called on GPA to set hard and fast emission reduction goals and have ships plug into electric power at the dock rather than burning marine diesel. Morris of the Ports Authority says the Port of Savannah is so efficient that switch wouldn't be worth it. He says the ships aren't there long enough.
The amount of fuel that it's expended by having to start that engine back up requires more emission release than powering the vessel up via electric and shore power.
I think it's, you know, demonstrably not true.
That's John Kaltenstein of Friends of the Earth. He says every bit helps.
And I think you could get a tremendous amount of emission reductions by plugging in, even if it's just, you know, 9 hours.
And Kaltenstein says the need to track and significantly cut emissions transcends government regulation.
You know, it really comes down to an obligation to do this, a moral obligation, an ethical one, to be a responsible steward.
Today, the Georgia Ports Authority does not plan to switch to shore power or do an emissions inventory or set concrete emissions reduction targets, because they're not required to by law. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.